Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, baby. Welcome to the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 ESPN. I am J.R. Moore, filling in for Jeff this lovely Monday. You can call me J.R., you can call me Justin, either one. My friends call me Justin. You can do it. You can do both. Either work for me. You can find me on all the places on the internet at J.R. Moore Music, Instagram, Twitter, the whole nine. We got Chris Harrington coming on at 10 a.m. today. I wonder what we're going to talk about. We're going to take your calls in the second segment because we want to hear what maybe you have something to talk about. I can't imagine what it would be. But, you know, across the glass, I have 92.9's employee of the decade, mm-hmm. Jeffrey Wright, sitting there. And Jeffrey...
Coming up on a decade, which is sad.
You should have a plaque in here.
You really should.
One day. Can you get naming rights on like a section of the station?
At a price that I can't afford.
Fair enough. You know,
everything has a price, Justin. You know that.
That's 100% true.
you can name a lot of things.
That is 100% true. Yesterday, Jeffrey, I was sitting in church worshiping the Lord like a good Southern daddy's supposed to do.
On Father's Day, no less.
You know, and then my phone started buzzing. The group text was a blowing up, and I was like, "What could this be?" And so, I peeked at my phone, and then I had to apologize to the Lord, and He understood because
we got breaking news.
Because we had breaking news, the Memphis Grizzlies had traded one of their three best players in Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic, and I gotta say, my attention span to church was gone at that point, and God understood. This is a big one, and so, you know, we want to talk to the man whose name is on this show and get his thoughts. We were going to let him be on vacation and just not have to deal with this. That's why I'm sitting here. except on a day like today, we need to hear from him. So, Mr. Jeff Calkins, we apologize for taking you from your vacation, but where were you when you heard the news?
I was in a little town called, I was out here in Colorado for a nephew getting married. The Jeff Calkins, who has the Twitter handle Jeff Calkins.
Oh, that's him?
He wouldn't sell it to him, wouldn't give it to him.
That's incredible.
He does not need the money, I'll say this. He does a lot better than I do. And he was getting hitched. I was in a town called Ouray, O-U-R-A-Y, which they call the Switzerland of America.
Wow.
And I was having a... I'll be the judge of that. It's actually pretty magnificent if you ever get to Ouray. It's funny because during the summer, I think, wouldn't these folks fill in for me? I hope in these, you know, in these dry summer months, they'll have something to talk about. And my God, like you could spend the whole show talking about Pete Thamel's story.
100%.
About the possibility of Memphis football going to the Pac and Memphis basketball and everything else, all the other sports going to the Big East. That would be a topic that you could get a whole day of radio out of.
Absolutely.
Fascinating to contemplate. But this trade is, stunning. And I'd urge people to, Chris will be on at 10, and I'd urge people to read his piece about it, which breaks it down. It occurred to me, and as I was thinking about it, and maybe you all have a different view of this, I don't think the Grizzlies have ever, in their 25-year history in Memphis, have ever had a trade like this. There's been trades where they trade very good players because they're tearing the team down, right? The Pau Gasol trade, ultimately the Mark and the Mike Conley, and we've seen them. Well, we've decided to tear this thing to the studs, and so we're getting rid of our good players. And then there's trades where they try to get good players, even if they don't work out. Marcus Smart was, you know, such a trade, and there have been others. I don't ever recall them, when they're clearly not tearing this down, trading one of their three best players in an effort to be better in a different way. The closest thing I could come up with, honestly, the two Rudy Gay trades, when they traded him, they thought they were still going to be good. They still had Powell. They traded Rudy Gay for the eighth pick in the – I mean, when they traded Shane Battier. When they traded Shane Battier for the eighth pick in the draft that was going to be Rudy Gay, that was Rudy Gay, they thought they were still going to be good. It turned into a disaster. They won 22 games the next year. Powell got traded. Fratello got fired. That was a complete disaster. And maybe when they traded Rudy, although that was just purely a money thing. So
yep.
It's just such a different deal because they very clearly want to still be good. They just, and I think appropriately, decided that they couldn't get better because of the way the team was constructed and the salary cap constraints. And they weren't going to trade Ja because he's their best, most dynamic player when he's healthy and he can't get value for him anyway. You're not going to trade Jaren because he's an indispensable piece. Who is the clearly third best player? The third best player of the three is Desmond Bane. He was desperately needed by Orlando because they're that literally were last in the league in shooting last year. And so it made sense. But I think it's difficult because people love Desmond Bane. And he has a Memphis success story, picked late in the first round. Like he's a Zach Kleiman success story. So I don't think at all this is easy. And for those who think it is a slam dunk one way or another, I think I'd push back on both of those. I think so much of this depends on what happens next. But I don't know. I'd be interested in let's do a Jeff Calkins Show poll.
Let's do Jeff.
Yeah, let's do that. And let's just do a simple yes or no. Do you approve of, or did you like, or whatever you however want to phrase it, the Desmond Bane trade for the Grizzlies? What do you think you want to go with?
I have Jeff Calkins Show poll. Do you approve of the Desmond Bane trade? Yes or
okay.
No?
All right, so I'm going to ask each of you, if you had to vote, the poll's going to go live here. A, how will the people vote? And B, how would you vote?
I am so conflicted on this. I think the people will vote yes, that they approve of it. And I think I also think yes. It's weird because I really like Bane. You're right. He's a Memphis success story. Like, and number one, he is already the devil, you know. And so you already know you have a good player in him. It's not like even if you could have 100 draft picks and you don't know that any of those will turn out to be good players. You already know Desmond Bane's a good player and one of the top 50 to 60 players in the NBA. And so, when we talk about the Grizzlies and what they were missing was like the dogs and, you know, and who people who really gave a crap. I felt like even to the end of the season, he and Scottie Pippen were like the only ones really not never letting go of the rope. I always felt like they always gave a crap, which matters. And so I think not only is he a good player, he's also great for chemistry and in the locker room, I thought. However, Jeffrey and I were talking this before we went on the air. I don't feel like the Grizzlies – I never really feel like the Grizzlies ever win trades. And I don't know that they won this trade either, but like – when I saw the haul they got back, like at first I was bummed out because I just saw the headline, Desmond Bane traded. I'm like, oh no, we probably got robbed again. And then I saw the haul and I was like, that's a lot. I feel pretty good about that.
You're voting yes.
I'm voting yes. It's close, though.
Yeah, because Justin and I were talking before the show. It's like, if you ask, was this a basketball move or was this a money move? I think your first thought is, it feels like a money move. But what I would argue is, because to your point of, we haven't really ever seen a trade like this in franchise history. I think it's also important to note the context of, we've never really had a CBA that essentially has a hard salary cap for the NBA, which is what everybody has been operating for. Yep. And so what I do think is true is the Grizzlies recognize this year, like a lot of other teams, you can't really have three guys that are highly paid and have a roster deep enough to actually survive the season and then therefore make playoff runs. And so I think this was a move from the basketball perspective. This was the only option because, to your point, you're not trading Ja. And I felt like with Jaren, he's a unique enough player that you're probably hanging on to him. So to me, it's like you kind of grit your teeth, but I think fundamentally I'm a yes.
Yeah, it clearly wasn't a money move in the sense that the Rudy Gay trade
right.
was purely to get under the cap. This was to be better. It's funny. People talk about rebuilding trades. I don't think they're clearly not rebuilding. They are remaking. I think they're remaking their team here, and that is sort of what they're doing. I guess the only thing I would, for those who are doing victory dances, that this is a surefire triumph. The only things I would push back on are, they're clearly not better today, right? We can agree on that.
Yeah. Justin asked this beforehand. Who do the Grizzlies have that can shoot?
Who can shoot the ball?
Right, they literally weren't a great shooting team, and they got KCP, who is in Denver was terrific. Like in Denver, he was terrific, and prior to last year, he was shooting 38% from three. But last year, he shot 34% from three, and he was not what Orlando thought they were getting, and it's why they were willing to move on. They get Cole Anthony, who may or may not remain a Grizzly. He does help at backup point guard if he does remain a Grizzly, but they're not better today. And I would argue that if you took those four firsts and right now tried to get a better player, better 26-year-old player than Desmond Bane, you couldn't. He is not it's funny, the same people who didn't give a flip about a draft pick when, Jeffrey, remember we were talking about whether the Grizzlies should. No one cared about – who cares about picks in the back half of the draft then? Now people are cheering because you have these four picks. I think it is kind of – people look at four picks and say, my God, how did they get four picks? Well, it's kind of the cost of doing business. Mikal Bridges got five picks. Mikal Bridges, if you look at the Ringer ranking of most recent best players in the league – Bane was 47 and Bridges was 60. So the price of whatever Siakam, who is more expensive and older, he got three first round picks. In the end, if you are acquiring this level player, it's going to cost you three or four or five first round picks. And the Grizzlies got that. So I don't think it was some like robbery that the haul that they got.
No,
I think the Grizzlies just last year, it felt like the Grizzlies were offering three or four first round picks for this level of player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they wanted to add. Now they want to.
I think this is what they offered for Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yeah.
Well, not four. They didn't offer. They didn't offer. I think they might. The only question there was whether it was two, whether they were going to give two. But first-round picks have become devalued. And will they get a better player than Desmond Bane with one of these first-round picks? Let's go over what they got. Just to real. So they got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Who is turning 33, he'll be 33 next year, shot 34% from three, but he's been a good player and obviously was on the championship team in Denver. They got Cole Anthony, who would be a very good backup point guard if he remains on the team, but given his, he might be part of future trades. And so I think that's how you should look at Cole Anthony. Then the four firsts, you've got 16 in 2025 in the upcoming draft, you got number 16. Next year in 26, it's an incredibly complicated situation with that first round pick. It is likely to be the Suns' first round pick next year in 26. It could be Orlando's unprotected. That's a complicated one. They've got unprotected picks in 28 and 30. Orlando should be good though. Like that, those should not be top 15 picks, and they've got a top two protected pick swap with Orlando in 29. So that's what they got. It makes all the sense in the world, I think, from Orlando, because Orlando looks at, hey, the East is wide open. You know, we add Bane to Suggs, to Banchero, to Wagner, to Wendell Carter. Like, that's a good team. And it could be a very good team in the East. We were a terrible shooting team. So it's weird. The Grizzlies and Orlando are both sort of, you know, pretty good teams. And one decided that Desmond Bane was the missing piece. And one decided that Desmond Bane was the piece that they had to move to get off, you know, to create more flexibility. And I think, and I imagine you both agree with this, that the key to this will be what happens next, right?
Totally. Because you
also created some tradable contracts,
yes.
Which this is something Chris and Drew and I were talking about last week. They don't really have a lot of those right now.
No. They don't have a lot of those. And I do wonder, like, that with – there's no way they're just hanging on to or staying put with where they are. As in, they openly admitted before to we are tripling down on youth was a mistake. And so – just getting rid of one of your best players for more youth. I can't imagine that's what they're going to do.
It is what they did. And it's funny, Jeffrey, because we've pointed out that that Zach Kleiman has been terrific at drafting. And the trades have been, you know, the teardown trades were excellent. But a lot of the trades since, when they've been trying to get good players to make the team better, have not been particularly.
They've been swings and misses,
honestly,
largely.
And the truth of the matter is, like, it's interesting. They got four firsts for Desmond Bane. They literally traded three firsts just on the Marcus Smart fiasco.
Oh.
Two to get him,
yeah.
And make him go, one to go away. So what's interesting here is now the key, they're not going to use these picks and draft 7, 16, and 24 and whatever else,
right.
And hope to get that. That's not what they're going to do. They're going to take these picks and then take now the salary flexibility, the tradable contracts that they have, and they're going to try to do what he has not been able to do, which is get good players in exchange for assets, right? That's something that they have not really been able to do. And so people are immediately like, okay, like they got all their own picks. They've got these four extra picks. They've got pick swaps. They've got tradable contracts. So now it is Zach Kleiman and that front office, which I think did a very good job yesterday, taking these assets. You know, this is what they did with Marcus Smart. They took assets and they tried to get good players, and it didn't work. It's what they did with Justice Winslow. They took assets and they tried to get a good player, and it didn't work. And now, you know, I mean, people are already thinking about, oh, well, maybe they could get into the KD sweepstakes. I would find that unlikely only because it doesn't feel like KD wants to be here. And so that doesn't feel like the likely way that they would go. But, you know, there are players and you can, you know, you can start thinking about them. The truth of the matter is that John Hollinger did a piece today where he was just looking at Cole Anthony's $13.1 million salary. Well, you can basically, for that, you can get a player up to $20.6 million. And so he looked at players, who could you possibly get? There's been a lot of talk about Cam Johnson previously, right? And so you could use that, some of your bundle of picks, and go get a Cam Johnson. Or you could do a sign and trade with Naz Reid or Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Or, like, there's a bunch of players now who you could get. And it feels like what they will be interested in acquiring is small forwards. You move Jalen Wells to the two, right? I think there's more natural position at the two. And then you try to get small forwards, and you still need help. You still need help at center, obviously, with Zach Edey hurt. Jeffrey, we didn't predict, by the way. We think the people are going to like this trade fundamentally. Is that our prediction?
Yeah, I think fundamentally people are going to like it because I think there was always this growing concern of, if you're going to have three guys on this big of money, like, is it doable? And I think most people recognize that.
Well, Jeffrey and I looked up contract or the team's contracts before we went on the air, and once you see it on paper, it's kind of, it's wild in that both the Pacers have two guys making big money in Siakam and Halliburton, and then it all levels out to like these $8 to $20 million deals,
yeah,
where they have quality players on affordable deals. And then same with the Thunder, because they have guys on rookie deals. And if you go down the line of like a lot of these good teams, if they have two dudes they're paying big money to, and then they fill out with the $8 to $20 million dollar players. Whereas if you look at Denver, it goes to show you just how great Jokic is, and that they have they're paying four guys an exorbitant amount of money, and Porter is the killer.
Yep.
And then they're paying the rest of their roster like $3 million and under.
It's basically everybody. Rookie deals.
It's incredible.
And that's the thing about Bane, is that no one doubts that he's a terrific player.
Yes.
And not only that, and I like, Justin, what you pointed out, he's also in a locker room that has been tumultuous, let's just say, over the last year and a half or 2 years. He's been kind of a rock. You know, he feels like, whether it's on, off the court, like he is a rock. And so you're missing that. You're missing a tremendous shooter. But in the NBA now, the question isn't, are you a good player? The question is, are you worth the money you make?
Right.
And it is true, although I don't think that four firsts is as crazy as some people think, because I think it's basically the cost of doing business if you want a player of his caliber. If you'd asked me, would they be able to get four firsts for him? If you'd asked me that 2 weeks ago, you know, given what he makes, I think I would have been surprised that they got, I think I was surprised by the haul. I think I might have thought three firsts, maybe, or even two firsts. So I was surprised by the haul. And the other thing here, and again, we will see how all of this plays out. Desmond Bane also has his own injury issues. It's not as pronounced very clearly as with Ja, but over the last 3 years, Desmond Bane has averaged 56 games. Right? He is a perfect fit with the ages and everything they're doing in Orlando. But I do think that he's a terrific player, but I think he's a little bit a question of whether he is worth the money that he makes. So what is our poll, Jeffrey? Let's have an instant check on what our poll is doing now. How are we faring?
Jeff, with 51 votes tallied so far, do you approve of the Desmond Bane trade? 92.2%
wow.
say yes.
Wow.
7.8% say no.
I did not see that.
I thought it would win. I didn't think it would be like a runaway.
Holy cow. I did not think that'd be a runaway.
Overwhelming.
Because I don't feel overwhelming that
no,
great about it.
I felt like, man, like you kind of grit. It's like, would I have done it?
Yes.
I think I would have grit my teeth and done it, but I was gritting my teeth.
Yeah, that sounds
Let
like.
Let me ask you this. I very clearly voted yes. Is there women on Twitter? Because women love Desmond Bane. That's the other thing here, you know? Like, women love Desmond Bane. I'm stunned.
I don't think you've retweeted it yet. I would imagine my following is 97% dudes.
All right, so hold on here. All right, this could be part of, you're exactly right. I have not retweeted it yet or voted. All right, I'm voting yes right now, and I'm retweeting. And
that's incredible. I can't believe it's that much.
Holy smokes. So, all right, so what we're going to do is we'll let people vote in person.
Yep.
The phone number is 445-0929. Is that right, Jeffrey?
It is indeed, Jeff.
Audience to read it out loud. 445-0929, 445-0929. Wait a minute to call, because I do briefly want to touch on the Big East stuff.
Before we get to the Big East stuff, I do want to ask about how much credence you lend to this. And this is one of the things that annoyed me, and I felt like there was the national media picking on Memphis and small market stuff. When this trade went down, and then the previews and the teasers of all the shows, all the national shows, they're like, the Grizzlies trade Desmond Bane. Are Ja and Jaren next? And I was like, I just double birded them. And I what? Come on, man. But then I brought it up to Jeffrey, and as I brought it up, one of the screens in the studio was Windhorst talking about exactly that. And I was like, well, hold on now. When he says something, I kind of listen. And that made me worried.
I think, obviously, he's an incredibly credible guy. He used the phrase rebuild as well. I just don't think that's what this is. I'll be really stunned. I mean, we have seen trades before where the Grizzlies have, again, when they traded Powell, it was four pieces and flexibility and whatever else be good with a different cast of players in the distant future. Like, that is what your rebuild is. I just don't think this looks like that at all. I think this looks like we are trying. Like I said, it's not rebuilding, it's remaking. We are trying to be, to put better, in Chris's piece, and he'll be on at 10, and he could talk, like, here's what they have. They've got one healthy, they've got a dynamic, supremely talented point guard to drive the team. When healthy, he's been healthy. They've got, and if they can sign him and extend him, which they'll still want to do, by the way. They have a big who is a terrific defensive player, emerging, increasingly effective offensive player. And it's sort of those two pieces essential pieces that you have to have. The third piece that they had was the easiest to find. It's a pure scoring two. You know,
yeah.
He's not a great defensive player. And when he's not, so for that reason, he's not a particularly a great fit next to Ja. To me, this is not at all rebuilding Jaren and Ja next. To me, this is let's see if we can fit better, more effective pieces around those two. Now, if in the end it doesn't work, then is the next stage, like in the end, when they did the Shane Battier trade, that team had sort of reached its end. They traded Chad Battier for Shane Battier. They got Rudy Gay. And then when that didn't work, then they blew the whole thing up. Right. And so I do think that this is a step that could, I mean, let's be honest, Jaren's still on track to be a free agent after this coming year. So I don't think it's irrational to say that if this doesn't work, the next step could be a rebuild. But it is crazy to me to say that now. I mean, and like if you read Hollinger's piece over The Athletic, he's very open about this. He's like, this is not a rebuild. This is not bad. It's let's be a better version of ourselves. And I mean, all we've talked about the last 2 weeks on this show is how they had no routes to get better. There was literally no paths. All there is the room exception. That's all they had for all the needs that they had. So to me, and it's a good question. Yes, I think it's click stuff. I think that, you know, that's sadly what media has become, but I don't think it's an accurate representation at all of what is happening here. Yeah, well, someday we'll hear from Zach Kleiman about it and we'll know for certain, but this doesn't feel like to me at all what is happening here. All right, Jeffrey, real quick on the Pete Thamel said it was an interesting piece. A bunch of interesting things. The most interesting chess piece for future realignment outside of the power leagues is Memphis. That's kind of nice to hear if you're a Memphis fan.
He did backhand it.
Also, yeah.
It's also backhanded because he also says, 100%, he also says there doesn't appear to be much interest in Memphis from the power leagues. So you want to take it as good news or bad news? But I think the bad news we already knew, right? And so the good news that they are talking about and there's conversations about Memphis going to the Big East in basketball and being in the pack in football is given the situation that you have, I'd sign up for that. Would not both of you like sign up for that?
I would 100% sign up for that.
Yeah, Justin and I were also talking about this a little bit before the show, in which a lot of times the ideas that have been presented, I've just kind of like, I'm just not that interested. I don't know how feasible they are. This one was the first one you're like, well, that kind of makes some sense.
It's just the most, this is like incredibly feasible.
Yeah.
To have all of your sports except football in the Big East and just football have to travel four times a year.
It helps your basketball. Like, it helps your basketball.
It helps your basketball program. And helps football. You wouldn't have that issue with Olympic sports. He also pointed out that Memphis in the AAC got $11 million.
That's more than I thought they were getting.
And that the amount that they are going to get, the teams in the pack are going to get, is less than that. And so, again,
yeah, that did not surprise me because I've been on this trip for a while. The people that were acting like, well, the PAC's going to get this deal. I'm like,
do you think whenever the AAC has to redo their deal, it's, you know, are they going to still be getting that same amount of money, or is it now the PAC jumps ahead of them?
That's the real question. Would be not this. If you're making that move, you're not making it for this deal. You'd be making it for the next one. But I also think it's possible that the money is running out.
Sure.
One of the interesting questions that I would have, Jeffrey, is, and I ask you because of your thoughts on this, because this is a point that you've talked about before. If you're competing in the Big East in basketball, but you have to give most of your your revenue sharing money to your football team, which is trying to compete with the pack in football. Are you competing with sort of one hand tied behind the back in the Big East in basketball?
I would actually think what you're doing is you're creating an internal debate of would basketball say, well, the football team's a PAC member, they should revenue share from the PAC money, then everyone else should rev share from the other money.
It could provide an incentive to provide more money for the basketball team. You'd have better teams coming in here. There'd be enthusiasm for whatever else. All right, well, we have lots of time to talk about that. Okay, we're going to take your calls. Justin's going to handle it. Thank you, Justin.
445-0929,
445-0929. Then I'll talk to Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Right now, it's still roughly 90%, Jeffrey, 90% in favor of the deal now that I have tweeted it out. But you can let your views be known in person on the phone, 445-0929. Before we do that, I will tell you that if you're selling your house, Josh Hysaw and the team from Keller Williams Realty are the folks to call. I was dazzled by Josh when I met with him myself in person when he started doing this show. But honestly, and then the stuff he says since then all just makes so much sense, including the fact that people are besieged by these, you know, instant cash offers that you get unsolicited all the time. And the secret is, and Josh, it's no secret really, Josh will make it clear to you, they're lowballing you. Like they want to buy your house for dramatically less than it's worth. If you want to go that route, and there are reasons to go that route, the cash offer, it's you're done. You don't have to pour money into fixing up your home. You don't have to get your home ready for open houses and showings and all that stuff. You have it done. And with Josh, he will give you a full market price for that home, plus up to 4 months to move out. So if you are interested in selling your home, again, contact Josh Hysaw. JoshHasTheBuyers.com. 445-0929, 445-0929 to get your thoughts in on the Desmond Bain trade. We'll do that next. It's Jeff Calkins Show with Justin Moore. It's Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back to the Jeff Calkins Show. Like that cool guy's voice said, I'm J.R. Moore, filling in for Jeff.
J.R. Milf.
J.R. Milf.
Did I even tell your wife something?
Oh, man. Freudian slip there. Mm-hmm. Look out.
Yeah.
Man, well.
We know it's on Justin's brow. So-
Yeah. Don't look at my search history on the 92.9.
That's why you're at church yesterday.
Uh-huh. You got to do what you got to do, man. Right. You got to do some repenting. We are talking about the big Desmond Bane trade, and we're going to take some calls to see what the people of Memphis think.
Taking your calls also, 901-445-0929 if you want to get involved. Justin, we're going to start with Damon in Memphis. Damon, you are on.
Hey, Damon, how's it going?
I'm doing all right this morning. How about you guys?
We're doing great. Damon, what do you think about the trade? Are you for it right off the bat? Are you for it? Do you like this trade or do you hate it?
I'm most definitely seeing it. I like the trade.
All right.
I love the trade to be actually. I was surprised that we got 4 first-round picks with some swaps. And then the fact that one of those picks might be one of the Phoenix picks, right?
That's true.
Indeed, yeah.
And that could be it. That could end up being a really good pick. Yeah.
Yes. The bond in a kind of dramatic turnaround with Phoenix. I just can't see them just dramatically getting it better, losing a great player like Durant because they got to get rid of him. But just for the long-term future of the Grizzlies, Caldwell Pope, after this year, we'll be able to trade him for some more capital. And he's a veteran. He's a champion. He know how to hit pressure shots. He might have one down year, but man, I think that's a damn – I think it's a good trade, man.
I think I'm with you. I like Caldwell Pope. I think is he the only player over the age of 30 on the roster? Like, I think that's something they might could use. And
yeah,
so
they can use his experience, his leadership, as far as him being someone that's been in real pressure cook situations.
Sure.
You just look how Caruso playing for Oklahoma City. Like, that guy does so much for Oklahoma City just from all that experience. And with that intensity, and Caldwell Pope can come in and give us some real good minutes at that position because Bane, I hate to say it, is really kind of expendable because you can find some dynamic tools, and plus you get a guy with, I hate to say it, with some longer arms maybe. But I like
don't
the
be holding
that's,
his arms.
That's facts, though.
I mean, it is facts. Don't be holding that. That man has overcome his short arms. He made them real big. They were short, but they were thick.
They were wide.
They were wide arms.
They were wide. He's tough, and he is a professional.
That's
the one thing I can say about Bane. He's a professional. But
100%.
As far as what we got, and I think that we could actually be in the hunt for Jaylen, the Brown guy from the Celtics, because I heard he's on the market, so – man, I wouldn't sleep on that with all them assets that we got for us, those first round picks.
That would be nice. That would be awfully nice. All right, thank you, Damon. Appreciate you calling in. All right, let's go over to Mark in Arlington.
Mark, you are on.
Hey, Mark, what do you think about the Desmond Bane trade?
I like the trade. I think it's going to get some attention in the locker room to just maybe send a shockwave. The Grizzlies are going to do what they need to do. If you guys are Grizzlies management, you got a bunch of draft picks and maybe an extra player, what you going to do with them?
I guess that's true. I didn't think of it that way. It's, you know, if you think you're untouchable and you feel real comfortable in your situation, maybe it's like a fire under you to think, you know, I should take it a little more seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think on the reality, it's like, well, if Des can get traded,
yeah,
there's nobody really all that safe in here.
I think you're right. That's two callers and two likes of the Desmond Bane trade.
Justin, let's go to Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, you're on.
Dennis, how's it going, hey, Dennis?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right. And happy Father's Day, late Father's Day to you guys and y'all fathers.
Father's Day to you.
Yeah. So, look, man, I like it with the pending of what else, like the guy just said, what else is going to be done. And, you know, I disagree with Jeff what he said. I do think it was a money move also, because you can't play. I think you brought it up earlier. You can't pay three guys now.
It's really tough.
You get those two guys and, you know, you fill in from there. So I definitely think it was a money move. And, you know, everybody's talking about Ja and Jaren are not going anywhere, man. They're not, especially Ja. I mean, he puts butts in the seats. He's must-see TV, I mean, when he's playing. So he's not going nowhere. And Jaren is your Swiss Army knife. So those two, and the third person out was Desmond. So I like the trade. I just want to see what else they're going to do.
That's true. Like Jeff was saying earlier, they're not better today. They did not get the team better today. They got slightly worse. And so they're not going to be done here. And so you're right. It depends on what happens next is whether we really find out if we at the end like this trade or not. But I mean, I'm with you. I say Ja and Jaren are untouchable too, but Luka Doncic just got traded. And he was previously untouchable. You never know what kind of, maybe if Zach Kleiman takes some Ambien and makes some phone calls or something, you never know.
Ambien
and
Rewind, watch out.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate you calling in. Jeffrey, let's go over to Frank at the Skybox. Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Man, it's a beautiful day outside, guys. I love the trade. I definitely think it was about money, but also freeing up some space and trying to get some of your picks back from when you got rid of Marcus Smart. Yeah, I agree. We're not better than what we were, that's for sure. And a lot will depend on what happens going forward. But being a longtime Grizzly fan, was kind of shocked that they pulled the trigger on something like this. So I hope it's a good shock.
I'm with you on that too, because I feel it's so hard for the Grizzlies to get in really, really, really good players, and that you have to get them mostly through draft picks. You have to get lucky and draft them. And that when you finally have one, I just kind of thought they were going to ride this out until something forced their hand and they eventually had to blow it up because they couldn't ride it out any longer. Almost kind of like how they, with the core four, you know, they just rode it out till they couldn't ride it anymore. I assumed that's what was going to happen with these three dudes. And so I'm with you. I was surprised when I saw this game. I couldn't believe they actually pulled the trigger and did something. I'm with you on this.
I was happy. I mean, it's not what they usually do.
Mm-mm.
So glad they're trying something different.
It's, you're right. Yeah, I'm with you on that. My initial reaction was that it was also money. But after reading Chris, I don't know if you've read Chris Harrington's piece in the paper this morning. After reading that, I was like, he makes a strong point about it also being a basketball move, like that, very convincing, to where I'm almost like, it's 51-49 money to basketball. Either way, like I honestly could go either way on which one is what led the charge here. I think Jeffrey talked about it earlier, that it being, you know, yes, it looks like money, but also it's kind of basketball-y. So I guess, well, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out, like Dennis said, you know, what do they do next? What do they turn into?
Thanks for taking my...
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Let's go over to, we're going to James in Midtown.
We're
going
to go to James in Midtown.
James in Midtown. How's it going, James?
Pretty good. How about y'all?
Hey, great. All right. So what do you think about the, Bane trade?
So I'm gonna take a page out of I think Jeffrey's playbook on the buy a shell and go to Reddit. I'm gonna go to Reddit for right now until kind of see where these draft picks are, because Orlando's gonna be better.
They are.
So these draft picks may not be as good.
I mean, that's true. This is true. However, the Grizzlies, one thing Zach Kleiman has historically done well is the draft. I mean, that's where did he get Bane at number 30?
And
where did he get?
Now I feel like they'll have to get caught up on the draft. Like, that was the other thing. But the Grizzlies not really having draft picks.
I
just kind of like,
I wasn't paying attention.
I just put the draft aside. I was like, well, that's something I have to worry about for another year.
That's true. I just kind of stopped paying attention. I don't know. You know, I don't hate. Yes, the Magic are better, and they. I feel everybody I've looked, even on the national media, have all said they kind of like this from both aspects, and that the Grizzlies were kind of, there was no route to get better unless they did something. And it feels like they dug a new tunnel to make, you know, without giving up the farm, to give them a path to get better. They still have to do it. They still have to make the moves to get better. But it doesn't, it's great that they, like, figured out something without gutting the franchise. They figured out like, okay, we have an avenue where we can make something happen. And they got it. And so I kind of applaud them for that. I don't hate it yet. So let's not freak out yet, James.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for calling, James. Appreciate it. All right. We're going over to Chris in Midtown.
We're going to Chris in Midtown.
Chris in Midtown. Hey, thanks for calling in. What do you think about the Bane trade?
Hey, before I say anything, hey, JR, I really love that song you all did a long time ago. That the Will I Make It?
Yeah, Will I Ever Make It Home? Appreciate it, man.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Love that.
I can't really say, I don't know what to say if I like it or don't like it. What I think is really sad, what I really don't like is the whole Memphis culture and the attitude of the talking heads and the fans. It's like Memphis and even the whole state of Tennessee on the collegiate and the professional level has never won anything. And it's like Memphis is just like a city of just losers when it comes to sports. All people talk about is draft picks and the future or what can happen or could happen. I felt like this team really had a good chance of winning the championship with the core that they had. I don't know how the money works or how they could have, but like I said, you look at Indiana is two games away from winning the championship. And last year, all they did was just basically ran it back. They got swept by the Celtics and they ran it back and they're looking pretty good. So, but you know, I don't know. I know most people would disagree with that, but it's the honest truth is, you know, like I said, Memphis had never even, the Grizzlies hadn't even never been to a finals, and it looked like, but I salute Desmond Bane. Oh, you know, now he might have a chance of actually winning the championship because Memphis, he, you know, it looked like he might have a better chance of winning the championship before Memphis will, because Memphis doesn't really, you know, want to do
I'd rather be in the East. I know that.
He certainly got himself an easier path. It's nice to be in the East. Whenever the NBA expands and adds teams in Seattle and Las Vegas, I sure hope when they do that, they move the Grizzlies over to the East where we belong.
We're east of the Mississippi.
Because I would love that path.
It's still going to be, the attitude. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you.
No ambition.
I hear you, Chris.
Ambition.
No, I understand what you're saying. And you make some good points in that. And even the national media where it's like, as soon as the Grizzlies trade one player, they're like, oh, it looks like they're going to blow it up. You got to get these great players out of Memphis so they can be the bottom of the barrel again. There's only in the last few years has there been any kind of changing of teams really winning the championship. For the most part, it's like 10 teams win the title every year in the NBA, and everybody else is just trying to be good. And only in like the last couple of years –
CBA kicking in.
Has it? Yeah, the CBA's kicking in, and it's been mixing it up. And so I think the Grizzlies have a lot bigger and a lot better opportunity now than they ever have in the previous 25 years of actually doing something. And so I hear you in that, like, yes, the Pacers just ran it back and because they believed in their core. But they also, the way their salary structure worked out, they could also do that. Yes, if you gave me the Grizzlies are going to be very healthy next year and could run it back, I would say, all right, that gives them a really good chance to like get lucky in case somebody else gets hurt. Like, you know, if they become the benefactors of somebody else's injury misfortune.
Yeah, but one other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, one other thing. Before they make big trades for players, they probably should have considered trading a GM and a coach, just being honest.
Well, they already got rid of the coach. Unless you're already trying to get rid of Isolo.
I'm not impressed with the current one either.
Oh, he's only had like 10 games. Give him a minute. As we said.
I do think this helps, though. Like, I think there was a lot of people that were like, we're just going to go do this again. Like,
yeah.
This is a shakeup. Like, you know what I mean? I think that at least helps build some
enthusiasm and give you like, all right, we're not just, it's not dull. And it gives you something like, hey, it lets the people know we're not just sitting on our hands being lazy, saying run it back. We're trying. We're trying move. I'll give them two. All right, let's head over to Chris and Brighton.
Let's take two more. Yeah, we'll go to Chris and Brighton.
Chris and Brighton.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What are your thoughts on the Bane trade?
Man, I mean, I understand, what they're trying to do. I just don't agree with it.
Sure.
If you're trying to, you know, maybe win right now, I mean, yeah, if you're trying to rebuild, but, I mean, they were just, you know, in the top three mostly all year last year until close to the end of the year. I just think that this sets them backwards. Like one of the callers said, you don't know what kind of draft you're getting. I know someone else had said, well, you know, they're trying to make room, maybe get a big name. I mean, to be completely honest, I don't think any big names want to come play here just because maybe, you know, they might be thinking, well, damn, there's 10 of the FBI there. I don't want to live there.
You know, I mean,
I
don't know that
think
there's
names want to come live in Memphis. That's
I don't know. I don't necessarily know that they're trying to bring in another big name. I mean, maybe they are, and that would be cool if it worked out and happened. But like Jeffrey and I talked about earlier in the show, if you look at the teams in the finals right now, they're paying two players big money,
yeah,
and then they're filling out their roster with reasonable contracts that are quality players that can help fill out your roster and give you depth. And
yeah,
the days of having the big three,
yeah,
and paying them a gargantuan amount of money, and then who cares what you fill in the roster with, those team building days are gone. And so
yeah,
the Grizzlies are kind of up against it. They were going to have to pay three dudes massive amount of money, at which point they were going to be in the Denver scenario where the rest of your roster are two ways and
yeah,
rookie contracts. And unless you have the best player in the world in Jokic, as great as Ja is, he's not Jokic.
It's a little different size.
Then you kind of have to do this. And so I'm with you. I don't like it.
I
could grit my teeth and say do it.
Yeah.
I like Dez, and I think he's a really good player, and I liked him on our team.
He's an all around good player, dude. I mean, he does everything.
I totally. I agree.
Now, don't get me wrong. Jaren Jackson had a great year. Let me ask you this before you let me go. Would you think it would have been better to get rid of Ja?
No. No.
You don't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The thing is that Dez also has some injury problems, not to the extent that Ja does, but he does have his own injury problems, and he does not. Dez, think about when Ja was out, what was it, 2 years ago when he missed, like, basically the entire season?
Played 9 games. Yeah,
he played 9 games, and the leaders on your team were Dez and Jaren, and they were not good. And those were you were counting on them. And then the few games when Ja plays, the entire team changes. Suddenly, everybody has open shots, and their shots go in. The whole, like, how much better he makes a team, not just with his amazing plays that he makes on his own when he scores. It's what he does to make the other his teammates better. Even if you don't, even if you're not even, he's not even trying to do that. He just draws so much attention that suddenly you're open. Your three pointers that you could not, you were having to force up. You're getting great open looks, and he makes everybody better. And so, no, there is no scenario. Even take away the business aspect of, like, ticket sales that Ja does and the merch sales and how much attention he gets you in the media and worldwide. Remove that. Let's just talk basketball only. They're not in the same stratosphere. Yes, Ja can't shoot. It doesn't matter. They're not the same thing. You do not trade. You should not have traded Ja Morant. That should be – that is a we're going to lay down in the middle of the street we've given up on this entire basketball team when you trade Ja. So, no, I do not think they should have traded him instead. I hate that they had to trade Dez. They had to do something.
I also think, like, when we were talking about, like, all the crap that you had to go through in that Oklahoma City deal and the series.
Yep.
Yeah, he got hurt in game 3. I did actually feel like one of the positives that I took from that series was when Ja got going, there was still the reminder of, like,
yeah,
man, this guy's still in playoff basketball. Like, it wasn't like, oh, he was lighting it up from three. It's just like there were times you're like, he's still the best player on the floor.
100%. Buddy, when he is healthy and he's in a flow, like, I
couldn't do anything.
Like, if he could just play 25 games and be in a rhythm, we just got to get him playing 25 games in a row. Or not in a row, but, like, just consistently.
25 out of 30. Yeah.
25 out of 30 where he's in a flow and a rhythm. Man, there is the game, it jumps off the screen how much better he is on the compared to everybody else on the floor. The game just looks different. It's almost like when you watch, I don't know, for people who watch soccer, when you would watch USA soccer and then you'd watch Brazil soccer.
Yep.
And it's art. When Brazil plays soccer, it looks like art on a soccer field. When Ja's in the game, it looks like art on the basketball court. It just looks different. And so, no, that's a non-starter for me. All right,
let's take one more before we get to Chris.
Teddy in Arlington. How you doing, Teddy?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm not so sure on the basketball front it's such a downgrade as people are trying to say. Individually, absolutely, Desmond Bane is a better player than both the players that we got. But in the aggregate, I don't know if that's actually true. If you look at him, I mean, his archetype is essentially C.J. McCollum. And we've seen what an undersized backcourt did in Portland. The only difference is we didn't wait 10 years to figure out that it wouldn't work. I love Desmond Bane. Seems to be an awesome guy, does a lot in the community. But in terms of making a shrewd decision, you have to make that. If you look at Ja, you look at Jaren, of those three, who can you replace in the aggregate more? It's absolutely Desmond Bane. So I think, you know, I understand there's an emotional attachment to any players that come. But basketball-wise, we got something that we haven't had in the last couple of years, and it's flexibility. So, hey, maybe you – so what's the end result? You – get swept in the first round like you did this year? I mean, that's exactly where you're looking at. But now, if someone does come available, if there's a third player that wants to be included, a third team needs to be included in such a KD trade or something like that, you have flexibility now. You have your draft picks plus those extra draft picks as well. We didn't have that yesterday morning.
No.
So I really do get, from an emotional standpoint, the attachment to them. But if you look at, like, the prospects of this team, you can go a lot of different areas. If you need to get a center, if Zach Edey's hurt for the remainder of the season, or if you need, you know, a Trey Murphy, who they're saying is
it's going to take three draft picks to get. But guess what? Now you have the option. So I think a lot of times people, and I get it, man, we're all hometown people, but they're not looking at this from a basketball and a business standpoint. He had to go. Of the three players, you can get more value. There's a premium on shooting. You're able to send them to the Eastern Conference, put them in a nice position. But Desmond Bain and Ja Morant together was not going to be the backcourt that leads you to where you're trying to go. And maybe you don't get there anyway, but you certainly have to try. So I'm really excited because it really puts it – it showed me that Zach Kleiman is serious and not just going with the status quo. It'll be a lot easier to do that. You got a new coach. You can say, hey, we're just going to roll with them as well. But that lets me know that we're actually –
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.